How much did the game really change in that 21-second span there when they get the power play from the fail challenge?
Yeah, it was a high stick, I thought. I think the TV didn't really see it, but he high stuck it. But power play, they got one and they got the momentum. But I thought we played a strong game all around. I thought we didn't really give up much, 5-on-5. And so, I mean, the power play kind of cost us there.
As you continue to try and build this process that you guys have talked about here in the early part of the season, coming off of Thursday's game, is this another step in that direction?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're doing the little things that make this team good. And the good thing is we're defending well right now. Obviously, we know we gave up 4 goals, but I think we're doing some really good things right now. And sometimes you get stuck in that rut, you know what I mean, where you think you're coming out of it, but you're not. But That's why adversity, sometimes you just got to find a way to dig out of it. And I think we're moving in the right direction right now. And there's a lot of good things right now. A lot of people are playing well, and we're defending well. And I think that's the most important thing.
Was it a game where everything was going in for you Thursday, and then today it was like you couldn't get those breaks?
Yeah, we felt like that. How many posts did we hit?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that save on Pauly at the end of the game, I mean, that could have changed the game too, you know. Stammer hit 3 posts. I mean, in the second period there alone, it could have been 2-1 us, and then we take that penalty, and it's 3-1. So I think we had the momentum. We had the momentum. We shifted it from in the first to the second. I thought we were doing a good job of that, and just a couple good saves by the goalie and a couple posts that maybe that would have went in the other night but didn't go in tonight.
You've been around or played against Steven Stamkos quite a bit. You know, a teammate of his hits a 400th career goal. What kind of a milestone is that in this league?
Minor hockey to juniors, I don't think I ever scored 4 goals in my life. And he did it at the highest level that you can play at. And what an amazing accomplishment. And what a pro goal scorer. Him and Ovechkin are probably the best goal scorers in this league. And he proves it in. Every single night he proves it that he's a natural goal scorer. And that's why teams, you know, lock onto him all the time. He's dangerous at all ends of the ice, and especially in the ozone. So, you know, I'm really happy for him. That's a milestone. I'm sure that was in his head for a while, and now that's over. Now he gets to chase 500, which is another milestone. So I'm really happy for him, and I can't wait till he scores 500.
You guys have spent so much time on the road to get 2 games home. You're going to go back on the road for a couple. Is it make sure you don't kind of exhale or kind of get caught up in another road, little road trip?
Yeah, it seems like when we start to play in the right direction and we're doing the little things to move where we are, it seems like we have a setback where there's 2 days in between a game where you're like, you thought you were getting momentum and then it kind of shifts again. And I think this is going to be good for us coming in here and going to St. Louis, and we play every other day until Christmas. So I think guys are looking forward to actually playing games and not practicing and feeling the puck a little more in games and getting the momentum and shifting it, because I think we've been a lot of days off in between games. I think it kind of affects us. So I think once we start getting the flow of games and playing every day, I think it's going to be really good for this hockey club.
And how much have you been thinking about this game back to St. Louis?
Obviously, you mark it on your calendar. I'm a Tampa Bay Lightning now, so I'm just going to go back and just like another away game for me. So going back home, but obviously it's going to be a special night, obviously, for me but and my family. But just got to find ways to block that noise out and try to go win a hockey game now.
What have you maybe seen differently about Stamkos now that you see him up close on the ice every day versus having played against him for years before that?
Just so he can shoot the puck in tight areas when guys have sticks in his lane and there's people in his lane. I mean, a lot of people can't do that, and he's a pro goal scorer by doing that. He finds lanes to shoot around players, defensemen, goalies. Just the way he sees the ice, his skill alone, I mean, he's just a heck of a player. He's an elite player in this league, and that's why he's continued to do what he does every single season. So I'm happy I'm on the other end of it, because it stinks when he's teeing him up or scoring goals when you're facing him. So it's been fun to watch up close. You don't realize how skilled these guys are until you actually play with them and see what they can do. And it's fun to watch.
Ever blocked one of his one-timers before? Ever blocked or took one in front of the net?
No, I'm not getting that.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.